Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. If you haven't driven through Manchester lately, you may be in for a surprise. Two roundabouts were completed in early winter in the hopes of making the dangerous intersection long known as Malfunction Junction a thing of the past. Joining us now to give us an update on what's up with that and other interesting things in town is Manchester Journal Managing Editor Andrew McKeever. Andrew, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thank you. A pleasure to be with you.
Now, as I mentioned, driving through the intersection long known and so fun to say as Malfunction Junction is a little bit different today than it was, say, a year ago. So paint the picture of what people would find.
Well, as some motorists may remember, we used to have this kind of awkward T intersection where Main Street and another main commercial thoroughfare would meet up. And there'd be a blinking yellow light if you were going one way and a blinking red light the other. And, well, depending on whether or not you were there for a holiday weekend or the time of day, you might find yourself stacked up for a while waiting for the traffic to move through. But since last Thanksgiving, our long-awaited new roundabout was completed, and now it's a case of just sort of being aware of, you know, whose turn it is to get into the roundabout. I think roundabouts are still kind of a new thing for a lot of American drivers, but we're starting to kind of move up the learning curve a little bit. And it's so far, anyway, we haven't gotten into the summer holiday season yet, of course, so I guess that'll be the acid test as to whether or not this is going to, you know, solve that long-term choke point there in town. But so far, I think the verdict is so good.
See a new marketing campaign for Manchester to try to attract European tourists who actually know how to use the roundabouts. There's a whole campaign there for you, Andrew.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. I'll have to mention that to the Chamber of Commerce.
Given how long this place has been known as Malfunction Junction, I assume there's also been an equally long push to get that intersection changed.
Well, yeah, it goes back a ways, a good 20 years at least, since that's been looked at by, well, town committees and professional engineers and traffic control people. And it took a long time, and there was a lot of debate and discussion about it. There was a lot of concern by some of the businesses in town that the construction period would kind of be a negative impact on them in terms of getting, you know, people kind of not exactly eager to drive through a construction site. But the company that built the roundabout moved very quickly. I think there's a lot of night work, a lot of work on weekends. It was expedited pretty well and kept pretty neat, too, as far as construction sites go. And I don't think the hit was quite as bad as some feared. So now that it's behind us, I think everyone's feeling a lot better that that's finally over.
So the construction, you don't think, really affected the town's economy very much?
Well, I don't think it was a plus,
right.
But neither was it quite the nightmare that, you know, some were concerned that it would turn into. You know, it was, you know, we're still kind of in a not, you know, overly robust economy, and you know, any kind of negative thing like that, you know, a major construction site. I mean, this was a $5 to $6 million project that, and actually involves more than just the roundabout. There was sidewalk improvements and new streetlights and. And as you indicated at the start of the show, a second roundabout, a smaller one designed for a nearby intersection. So, you know, you put all that together and, you know, it's understandable that, you know, merchants in that area would feel like, wow, is this the right time to be doing this? But, you know, I guess there's never the right time for that sort of thing. But now that it's over, I think everyone's feeling a lot better.
Well, you've mentioned the retailers in town and obviously worried about construction and how that might impact their business. But for the town in general, is Manchester looking to move away a little bit from being so dependent on that retail traffic and those, you know, brick and mortar stores?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's been some discussion about that. We happen to be going through a so-called community visit that's organized by the Vermont Council on Rural Development, where we've had the opportunity to kind of get together as a community and talk about where do we want Manchester to go in the future. Now, retail has obviously been a centerpiece of the town's economy for a very long time. And I don't think anyone seriously thinks that, you know, we're going to go away from that. You know, on the other hand, there have been changes to the retail economy. We have, you know, the whole online e-commerce dimension that wasn't there even like 10 years ago or 20 years ago. You know, outlet stores that used to be kind of unique to Manchester are now commonplace. So whether or not we can just sort of sit still and rest on past glories, I think a lot of people feel that maybe the time has come to kind of broaden things a little bit. And so there's been some effort underway to kind of see if service businesses or maybe even some high-tech type businesses might find a home here. So I think it's natural that they'd be looking to kind of, you know, branch out a little bit from just being totally or, well, as reliant on retail as has been the case in the past.
Well, given that the town is looking to branch out and adding small manufacturing, does that suggest as well that skiing and fly fishing, typically very important to Manchester's economy, are floundering, or are those still important pieces?
Oh, no, I think quite the contrary. I think the four-season recreation dimension is, if anything, more important than ever. And that's certainly been emphasized repeatedly, not only in the community visit that I referred to earlier, but any kind of conversation that comes up around that. I mean, skiing, kayaking, canoeing, hiking, biking, all that sort of outdoor recreation stuff, I think business and town leaders recognize as being a very important part of what makes the town attractive to outside visitors. And I think in no way is that being sort of seen as, well, passe in some way or another.
So if we could go back to the beginning here and this new roundabout, you mentioned that a lot of people are just getting educated on how to use it. We know that when Middlebury instituted its roundabout, it tried to do a lot of education on telling people how to drive through it. Is Manchester doing the same?
Oh, yeah. They have a very active website and Facebook page that is given, you know, sort of a roundabout 101 to folks, basically. It's like if you're already in the roundabout, you have the right of way, and if you're not, then you kind of, you know, give way to somebody who's already in there. And there's been some attempt to kind of get folks to use turning signals. You know, if you're pulling off at a certain point, give the indicator on your turning signal. But I don't think that's really caught on yet.
Andrew McKeever is managing editor of the Manchester Journal. He's been telling us about a new roundabout and other issues in Manchester and delivering, I guess, sort of a eulogy to Malfunction Junction.
I hope so.
Andrew, thanks very much.
Thank you.